What they are saying is not true. In fact, yesterday we had two demonstrations in Kinshasa at the same area. So the police advised that the second one, those who came after the first one, postpone their demonstration so that the police could be able to care for the first demonstration. So this was said to them by local authorities. They didn't accept to abide by this order of the police. And 50 of them tried to come in, and the police dispersed them. 8 resisted and were arrested. And they were just identified for 45 minutes in the police custody and then released. So at 4, 5 p.m., we had nobody in custody. Everybody were free, and we didn't have any complaint from them.
One of their concerns is the opposition leader, Jean-Bertrand Ewanga, who has been jailed for a year, but they're saying that he has the freedom of speech as guaranteed by the Constitution, and that is why they are protesting. What do you say to that?
We are not used to comment the decisions that are made by the judiciary in Congo. It is forbidden by the law. Maybe our friends of the opposition are fond of playing with laws, but as a member of government, I'm not allowed to comment that decision from the judiciary. This is a decision from the judiciary. It is not a case of debate. The judiciary have spoken. Politicians must remain silent.
One of the concerns of the opposition is that the ruling party, which you belong to, appear to want to change or amend the constitution to allow the president to run for a third term. Is the president going to run for a third term? Has a decision been made about that?
I'm not aware of an initiative that has been taken till we are talking here to change these articles that are preventing the president to run for a third time. I'm not aware. It is just opposition speaking just to discredit our political group and discredit the president. We know that we have introduced an initiative for other provision of the Constitution, but not that one. So I don't see what we are discussing of.
The opposition have also called for repeated demonstrations, and they fear the government will use tear gas and other violent means to suppress their protest against government policies. Is this the tactics taken by the government, as they accuse you of, Mr. Minister?
Just a way of discrediting our government, because they know that this is untrue. Because yesterday I was telling you, we had a demonstration in Kinshasa. They are... have not been any tear gas. People demonstrated peacefully, and peacefully they went at home around 4 to 5 p.m. But those who challenged the police order, those were arrested briefly. So if they manage to coordinate with the police, if they follow when the police advise them, they can demonstrate, because it is their freedom, like those who demonstrated yesterday, who were also opposition like them.
So basically, the government allows them to demonstrate when they coordinate with the police and that they will not be disturbed. Is that correct?
It is a must. And even in America, it is a must. You can't demonstrate without coordinating with the police. And you know that it is like that everywhere in the world. The message is clear. One, we have a regime of freedom of demonstration. They must know that they are free to demonstrate. Two, they must coordinate with local authorities, not with the government. We are not the one to be competent for that, but the local authorities, that is mayor, cities, the commissioners of police locally, they must coordinate with them so that something is done to prevent any disorder. That is what is the in the provision of law, that they should not go and challenge the public order. They can demonstrate, but in coordination with local authorities.